And I'm like, you know, I'm pretty fucking done with driving right now. 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most snowpocalypse podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Oh, just me today. You just got me.
That's just it. Andy, so.
Because we're very parent disappointed in.
We are Tam. Disappointed in
like,
Tam.
Like a mom and dad. Just like, you know, when you come home and you're like, oh, mom, dad, my girlfriend's pregnant.
Yeah.
That disappointment right
there. We are that disappointed in Tam right now.
Yeah, we're supposed to get. What, like 12 inches? I don't fucking know.
I think it's like 8 to 10.
8 to 10. Yeah, but you know, like, was it Thursday? We got that insane amount of snow.
Yeah, the random
they
snow.
They were only predicting like 2 inches, so that's why I'm like, I won't believe them till I see it.
I know, I was expecting like a dusting.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting too.
And then I woke up on Christmas Eve and I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, it was so bad. I was at work, which was awesome because it killed it. There was maybe like 15 customers that day.
Nice.
So good. I didn't have to do shit. But one of our managers, all right, so you know how there's kind of that slope right by that goes onto Oakview Drive? Like
yes.
There's Panera's parking lot and then the slope. One of our managers put her car up over the hump and onto that slope, but her back wheels were caught on the thing, so that was the only thing keeping her. So we had to push her car down the hill.
Down the hill?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank
God, there was no cars out. But yeah, we were all just like, how the hell did you do this? She's like, I don't know. Women drivers.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck I did this, but I hit a patch of ice yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
In my neighborhood. And I went up onto a curb and completely, it wasn't like a yard, but I ended up with my front bumper like really close to the fence.
Ooh.
And I almost hit a pole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Is the car okay?
Yeah,
the car's fine. I just hit a random fucking patch of ice.
Black ice, bro.
Yeah.
You always gonna be black,
okay,
bro.
My fucking mic stand is falling. Gotta fix
good,
that.
Good, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Sorry if you guys hear stuff. See, it's just kind of like... These mics, I'm not too impressed with these mic stands.
Okay, I thought you were going to say the mics. I was like, the mics sound amazing.
No, the mics are fine. The mic stands, I wish were a little bit better.
I think it's just this part of it.
I know. I could start trying to make modifications.
Glue them.
Glue them, yeah. I could probably put like a washer and a nut on there or something.
Giggity.
Yeah, I'm going to nut on these.
So how was your Xmas?
First of all, that perpetuates the war on Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. it was good. I just stayed home and I got some neat stuff. An Amazon gift card. So I used that to buy all my computer parts.
Were you just perpetually erected after that?
I was. Yeah. Still erect.
I'm running a chub.
Yeah. My doctor said if I was still erected after the podcast, they'd have to put an IV in there and drain it.
That's always a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. So I got that. I got a Kohl's gift card.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, clothes are awesome.
Because I needed... So I ordered online some pants and boots.
Pants and boots and pants and boots.
Yeah.
I need to get my boots today.
I got a wallet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which I returned. Because that was my third wallet.
Oh, nice.
See, I have a wallet that I've used for like 9 years. And like 3 years ago, my mom got me a wallet. All right. And I was like, well, I kind of, you know, I don't think I'm going to get rid of my wallet anytime soon. She's like, well, just hold on to it until you need one. I'm like, okay, well, sure. And then this year she got me a wallet, and I'm like, first of all, I didn't want to seem ungrateful, but I was like, Mom, 2 weeks ago you asked me if I needed a wallet. And I said, no, a wallet, this is the last thing I need.
What if she already had bought it? She's like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Anyway, she was like, "Well, just hold on to it until you need it." I'm like, "I'm holding on to another wall." So she's like, "Well, here's the receipt."
That's funny.
So I got bed sheets instead.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Bed sheets are amazing. Did you get some nice ones? Some sexual ones?
Just some pretty basic ones, really.
Basic bitches.
Yeah.
I asked for, like, clothing gift cards, too, because I need some pants. I haven't bought pants, I think, in, like, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I need pants really bad.
Real bad. Get some pants.
Yeah. So, what else did I get? Got a bottle of cologne for my aunt that keeps buying me stuff after we agreed and that we don't need to get each other gifts anymore. And I don't get her damn thing.
She just loves you.
She was like, yeah, because she's my godmother.
So oh.
She's like, well, we don't need, like, a few years ago, she was like, you don't have to get me anything. And I was like, okay, well, same goes for you. We don't really need to do this anymore, you know. I'm getting pretty old for the whole godmother gift thing. And she's like, okay. But every fucking year, she gets me something.
This guy, she loves you.
I'm like, don't play this game.
I'm a godfather. I'm not getting that kid shit.
Yeah.
He gave me the title. That's all I get.
Yeah. Shit, I was going to say something else, too, but I'm starting to forget. Like, what else happened?
I got Battlefront.
Did you?
Yeah. It's nice. Pretty fun. It's a pretty game. It is a beautiful looking game.
Nice. I am mostly just... Okay, I got to fucking fix this thing again. It's just so, like...
Like, you can tighten it as tight as
you want. I know, I got to tighten it, like, way up here, and then... There we go.
I just got to man grip it.
I know. The thing is, though, the more and more they get tightened really tight, the more and more they're going to get loose and fail.
I bet it's just because they're all plastic. There's no metal.
I know. I've taken one apart. There is a plastic washer in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. So
that's pretty ghetto. Yeah, metal would be.
Because nice. The first one that you broke, I fixed with a couple washers, and I put like a metal one in there and like a nut. So
that's shitty. That's poor craftsmanship.
I know. Well, fuck. We got these in a 4-pack.
Yeah, but the mics are really nice.
I know the mics are nice. The cables are fine. Yeah. The stands, though, not impressed. Although these mics we could just hold. You know,
I like holding them.
Yeah,
but I think after a while, I'd be like, shaking it around. Yeah. I had a good dude. I ate so much fucking food because I had 2 Christmases.
Jesus Christ, my mom bought ham and she was like, "I'm gonna make ham on Christmas," and then like on a whim the next day, she's like, "No, I'm gonna make beef tenderloin," but we already had the ham.
Yeah.
So she made a meal on Christmas Eve and on Christmas.
Oh, God.
I know. Jesus Christ. It was a lot of food, and it's still a lot of it left.
Camilla's family on Eve and then mine on day, and there was just so much food at both of them. And I just, I got home on day, and I was like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
This is it. This is how I die.
And I didn't end up going to the family thing because, first of all, I had to work, and I got off about half an hour after it ended.
Then
I have to run home and change and then go to Council Bluffs.
Ugh.
And I didn't know how long I was going to be there, and I didn't really want to make the drive to be there for 45 minutes. But also, because that's the day I spun out, and I'm like, you know, I'm pretty fucking done with driving right now.
I got stuck like 3 times going into my neighborhood only because like the snow mounds would blend in with the regular snow because it was bright.
Yeah.
And so I'd go over one and I'd get stuck. So I'd have to like fishtail my car out of it. And God, that was a bitch.
Such a fucking snow, man.
I know.
It's the worst. Can't wait for global warming to get here.
It has. I think that's why we're getting snow now.
Yeah, I know. It's been so hot.
Yeah, like last week I was wearing a light jacket.
Plus, a lot of people, they'll like, look, it's snow outside. Obviously, there's no global warming. Well, first of all, warmer air holds more moisture, so.
I love it. Just now everyone's like, oh, global warming, yeah. That's a thing. Oh,
so theoretically, it's going to snow more, not less.
Yeah, we'll just get it later.
Yeah.
So probably like March, we'll get some snow.
Because your 20-degree air holds more moisture than your 0-degree air. That's how thunderstorms happen. Hot hits cold. Hot's holding all the water. Yeah. Oh, my God. So I saved a picture I don't have it with me, unfortunately. But Oklahoma at one time had a tornado warning, a thunderstorm warning, a winter weather advisory, a flood warning, a blizzard warning, and an ice storm warning.
Did they have an apocalypse?
One state at the same time had all that shit.
Wait, was this recently?
Yeah, this was yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. Damn.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts.
Damn, that's crazy.
Or as the kids say, cray.
Cray, cray.
That was super cray, all that stuff going on in Oklahoma.
I'll fucking punch a kid if I hear him say cray. You mean crazy, right? Not cray.
Nah, cray.
You mean like clay? Are you trying to say clay? Like clay in the ground?
I feel like there was something I was going to say at the beginning of this podcast, but I'm forgetting. Oh, yeah, Skyler never made it to the podcast.
Is he still in town?
No, he's leaving like in less than an hour.
Ah, damn.
That motherfucker.
Dude, I always want to see him when he comes here, but I always feel bad because I know when he comes in, he's obligated to do like 8,000 things.
Yeah. Well,
and I feel so bad for him.
I don't.
Because remember that one podcast I asked him, I was like, does it suck coming home because of all the obligations? And he's like, yeah, I do not like it.
Yeah, there's one obligation he should have made, and that's the fucking podcast.
That is true, but
I know. I'm a little salty.
It'll be
He's
okay.
like, I'm busy visiting friends. What the fuck are we?
Chopped liver.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not that salty. I just wish he would have made the podcast.
No, it's okay. He'll be back.
And not only did he not make it, but Tam didn't make it. Oh, yeah. Fucking, I was going to talk about Tam on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, it was impossible to get a hold of him.
Did you try calling him?
Yes.
Oh, you did? I thought you were just waiting on the text.
No, I tried everything. So, I don't know if I messaged him on Facebook. I don't think I did. But
all the media options.
So, Tam and I were going to stream Mario 3 on Christmas Eve. And that was the day it snowed a bunch. And so, the road started getting cleared. But I'm like, you know, it's still kind of shitty. So, I'm just going to ask him if he's going to make it. And if he's not, that's cool. It's shitty out, so I understand. So I texted him like in the morning. I'm like, hey, you going to make it? I get it if you don't. And then nothing. And then like I texted him again like 2 hours later. I'm like, so you going to make it? And then I texted him directly, not in the group chat, I believe. And then I texted back in the group chat, I think Tam's dead. And then I called him and he didn't answer. So I left a message.
So like, are you alive?
And I'm like, is he in a ditch?
I know. Actually, like the first time you texted me that you're worried, I was like, oh god, I hope Tam's fucking dead.
Yeah, I was starting to get a little worried because I'm like, maybe he was out in the snow,
yeah,
and he fucking like rolled his car or something. And then finally, he's like, yeah,
it was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna make it. I'm like, finally, thank you.
I'm worried about you.
Yeah, I know.
I knew he was doing family stuff, but. Jesus, I check my phone at least like once an hour.
Well, yeah, the least he could have done is open the phone and go, nah.
Nah, son.
Nah.
How was Mario? I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to plan on watching it.
It was good. I blew through level one, so.
You mean world one?
Yeah, world one.
I was like, damn, you just did one level? Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, world one.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Dude, Mario 3 is so fun.
I know.
Did you do any of the glitches, like the first level where you can hide behind, go behind the background or whatever?
That's not a glitch. That's a designed thing.
A secret.
Yeah. Yes, I did that one. And then I was going to do the one where you fly up in the castle and get the other whistle. But I lost my feather, so.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
That's bananas.
But I made it through without dying.
Oh, really? The world first one. World?
Yeah.
Nice.
No deaths.
World 2 is the desert one, right?
Yes.
That one's my least favorite.
Is that? I don't like the water world.
I can deal with the water world. I don't mind the water just because it's a different game mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate that fucking sun.
What I hate is getting a lot of frog suits in the water world. And like you kind of want to save them for when you really need them. But then you make it through world 3 and now you got a bunch of frog suits that
are... You can discard them, can't you?
You can, but you can also... If you wear them and you get hit, I think you still have a mushroom.
Mm. All right, so, well, that's not too bad then. Yeah. But yeah, the frog suit like impedes you when you're not in water.
Yeah, it's really goofy. All right, Andy, you want to get into gaming news? Well, let's start this. All right.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it!
This is gaming news.
All right, this first story from the Andy News Analysis League. Man sues Bethesda over Fallout 4 addiction.
That's his own goddamn problem.
The plaintiff, a 28-year-old from Siberia, ended up losing his job because he was skipping work to play Fallout. He also stopped hanging out with his friends and neglected his wife to the point that she left him. Naturally, his health went downhill too, since he wasn't sleeping or eating. He said, "If I knew this game could become so addictive, I would have become a lot more wary of it."
I hope the judge just throws it out. It's so fucking stupid.
I know. He said in a statement, "I would not have bought it, or I would have left it until I was on holiday or until the New Year's."
Oh, really? Maybe you should have just left it then. No, like, I was just raging boner for that game, and I took off vacation for it, one. But I was also like, it's a fun game, but it's not life-ruining addicting. I don't get it.
I don't know. I've never been like that, like, impatient.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, right now I have Fallout 4 and I can play it on my laptop. But I really want to play it on this upgraded computer. So I've just kind of waited. I'm just going to play it again when I upgrade this week.
So
it's going to happen this week. Ah. I'm getting, like, I ordered, like, 8 parts and apparently they're coming in, like, 7 boxes.
Oh, yeah, I know. That sucks.
That fucking sucks.
But yeah, that's his own goddamn fault. I just hope the judge just throws it out. Just like, no, you're dumb.
He says, Russia does not like the judicial practice of resolving disputes between ordinary consumers and foreign companies for compensation or moral damage. However, we do not have to question the legal qualification of our company, and we are ready to see how far we can go in this business.
I hope they just destroy him.
The suit seeks $500,000 for compensation.
Do they have dollars?
Lucky for Bethesda, that works out to about $7,000.
Dude, I would never let a game ruin my job. Ever.
No.
My dad has used to have a coworker that his wife left him because he was playing so many video games.
Oh my god!
Like I can't fathom that.
I know someone who had. I'll tell you after the podcast. By the way, you see my wrist here?
Yeah.
See how I cut my wrist?
Was it with a paper?
See how I might scream for attention right here?
It looks like a paper cut.
No, that's because there's screws in the exposed screws in this thing. Oh, what I ended up doing is, you know that fan I installed?
Yeah.
Well, it started vibrating a little bit, so I took everything back out, and I wherever metal meets metal, I put little rubber O-rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the screws are exposed a little bit, so when I put my hand in there, the screws are just a little too long. So when I put my hand in there, it cut my wrist a little bit.
Turn my life into
it's almost completely gone. There were like 3 cuts here.
Oh Jesus!
You know, one itches like crazy right now.
That's because it's healing. That's your skin healing.
Well, it needs to stop.
Skin.
It needs to stop healing. So Steam had a major breach on Christmas Day.
Dude, that was insane.
They say they caught the bug and no unauthorized actions happened. But people were just randomly getting into other people's accounts.
Just random.
They would just sign in and it would be like you would sign in and be like, "Welcome back, Tam."
Yeah.
And you'd be in Tam's account. And you're like,
shit.
And apparently, so people were like fucking with accounts. Apparently, you couldn't go that far. Like it was like switching back to your account from what I heard.
Dude, that's so random though. That's sort of like glitch in the system.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that. Like account, like you just someone else's account. You don't even have to try.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of some tales where people were trying to remove their payment information, and they were just removing other people's the account that they logged in.
Yeah, I ended up I just went to PayPal and canceled the PayPal pre-approved payment, but I still had a credit card on there, and I just kept reloading and reloading and reloading because it kept crashing.
Probably because everyone was doing it.
Yeah, and then eventually I got in there and I removed it. And I'll add it back next time I buy something. This one guy here under the Twitter name Steam_spy has a screenshot of him and someone else's account with blacked out information. But he said, I can confirm that Steam gave me access to another person's account with credit card info and purchase history.
Jesus. And yeah, people were getting like Russian homepages and stuff.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
That, yeah, that's the most random glitch. At least they fixed it fast, but on Christmas Day, that must have sucked. They had to like call in everybody. Guys!
Everyone come in!
We goofed! We done goofed! Why did they do that? Because they were like, oh, we updated something. Like, why would you update something like right before a holiday?
That's a good question.
That's what did it, is they like updated the way it cached or something.
Yeah.
And that's what did it. Never update before a holiday.
Yeah, it's a bad time to do that.
I'd update, like, the beginning, like, the week after. Just do that.
Mm-hmm. The official Pokken tournament controller is coming west.
The what?
Japanese Banco Bandai Namco is what
Bandai
I said.
Namco.
Bandai Namco is providing the opportunity to buy a Pokken tournament HORI controller, just like the one that are found at the arcades.
Is that, like a fighting stick thing?
It's not a fighting stick. It's for Pokken Tournament, which is an arcade game, I believe, in Japan. But it's coming west. It's got a D-pad. It's got select start, ZL, and ZR right on the front, and then XYAB.
Is it for a game called Pokken? Is that, or is that just the name of the controller?
No, Pokken Tournament's the game. It's a Pokemon, huh. Pokken Tournament controller.
I gotta look this up.
Pokken Tournament is a arcade game. It's a brawler.
I've never heard of this before today.
I've heard of it a little bit, but I heard about the controller more, to be honest. And the controller is coming to the U.S.
Coming to the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. It involves Pokemon. The box has two Pokemon on the front of it.
I thought it might involve Pokemon, but I didn't see anything listed here.
That's why I was like, Pokken? The hell is that? Looks like a... Oh, it's developed by Bandai Namco and the Pokemon Company.
There we go.
So it's basically probably like Smash Bros, but all Pokemon. Oh, Pokemon Tekken.
Mm. Okay. This first comment says here, and it's just a comment, so I don't know the validity of it, but they say, it also says in the description that player one has to use the gamepad, so this is a second player-only controller. Only Nintendo would do this.
Okay. Yeah, Pokken Tournament. In Germany, it's known as Pokemon Tekken.
Nice.
Two fighters using various Pokemon. So, yeah, it's... Oh, similar to Tekken. All right. Huh. There is Lucario, Machamp, S-U-I-C-U-N-E, Suicune, Suicune, Gardevoir, Pikachu, Gengar, Weevil, Charizard, Blaziken.
You're a little over your mic.
Sceptile. And Pikachu Libre.
Pikachu Libre. God damn it.
Huh. Interesting. Wonder what engine it uses.
All right, we got more Mario Maker costumes.
Jesus. Are these all free?
The Mario Maker costumes?
Yeah, or do people got to pay for them?
Let me look here. They're offered as rewards for clearing event courses.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're getting Captain Toad, Birdo, and Excitebike.
Oh, Birdo? Hell yeah. Oh, Birdo's sweet.
There were network issues for Xbox Live on Christmas Day, too.
I think, and there was issues for PlayStation Christmas Day, too. And I think it's just the influx of new consoles. But they didn't get fucking hacked, which was nice.
That's true. Microsoft has given the all clear, though, on their issues.
Yeah, PlayStation's wasn't like... down, but like you couldn't people were getting registration emails and stuff, verification emails, just because I think the influx of all that.
Alrighty, Andy, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move on into tech.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news.
Please assume the position.
That's Fisto, isn't
it? Yeah, that's Fisto.
Oh, yeah. Fisto. I was hoping Fisto would come back in 4 or like a Fisto's like brother or something.
Okay, so what I got here is I got a couple of they're not really stories, they're pictures. So as I mentioned this, I'm going to put them on the podcast Facebook page. But the first one is high definition images of Jupiter,
ooh,
which look fucking sweet. Okay, so those are now up on the Facebook page. So you probably already saw them if you're a Facebook friend.
Nice.
But if you're not, you can listen to this and go to our Facebook page and see them.
3-Hit Combo Podcast.
So, 4K ultra high definition.
Oh, damn. 4K Jupiter?
Mm-hmm. 4K Jupiter. And also a picture of Earthrise from the surface of the moon.
Damn. Jupiter's a pretty planet, man.
Yes, it is.
It looks like a marble.
It does. It does look like a marble. It's what they always call Earth, the blue marble.
It should just call Jupiter the sand marble.
The sand marble.
Get that sand marble, everybody.
Hey, wait a minute. Tam updated his status 15 minutes ago. Well, today started of bad. Yeah, sure did.
We got you, team.
So, you can look at those on the podcast Facebook page. Jupiter in high definition, Earthrise from the moon. They look pretty fucking sweet. So, in 1955, Soviet Union tested a atomic bomb northeast of Kazakhstan. The bomb's power had been scaled down for the test, but a relatively rare weather phenomenon gave it an unexpected destructive increase in power.
Ooh, was it radiation transfer?
Under normal conditions, it would have been a safe way to test Russia's new nuclear bomb. I'm trying to kind of read to the good point.
Okay.
The nearest village was very far away. No one would actually want a nuclear bomb going off in their backyard. On November 22nd, the actual day of the test, some strange weather moved over the site. The common meteorological name of the phenomenon is an inversion layer.
Whoa.
Usually hot air generated by fires or ground radiation rises up through the relatively cooler air above it and then disappears into the upper or disperses into the upper atmosphere.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes due to atmospheric pressure anomalies or hot air simply being blown from another area. A layer of hot air gets sandwiched between the cool air on the ground and the cool air in the upper atmosphere. When hot air from chimneys and smokestacks travels up, it hits this layer of warm air and stops rising. The cap of hot air acts as kind of a dome over the city or a patch of land, sealing in gas and heat. In the past, these have caused deadly smog problems. Farmers are asked to avoid spraying pesticides during inversions, since any poisons that travel up into the upper atmosphere will often get bounced right back down. But gas and particles aren't the only thing that get reflected back down. Some report hearing strange noises during inversions, as the sound waves from faraway trains, cars, or even conversations can bounce back down from the inversion layer.
Oh, that's crazy.
In 1955, the shock wave from the bomb did the same thing. Oh. Although the inversion layer didn't reflect all of the force of the bomb, a lot of energy was meant to shoot up into the upper atmosphere was reflected down towards the ground. The soldiers observing the bomb covered from a covered trench 36 miles away saw the supports break and had the structure collapse on them.
Oh, shit.
In a nearby village, people had their windows blown out, and one building collapsed. 3 people died. A lot of people were wounded. The only good thing to come out of this test was to make researchers aware of the many factors that can affect the outcome of a weapons test.
Dang, that's crazy. All for some weather.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've heard about inversion layers in big cities. Because they got so much hot stuff. Like
Mexico City. I know in the bowl. It sits in that bowl.
Yeah, and New York often has inversion layers. That's interesting.
You know what I think is crazy? That just that the second time in like a month that China's had a red alert or whatever for the smog.
Right now, as you're saying China, the way you're holding your face makes it look like you're doing the slanty eyes.
I'm not trying to. My eyes are just itchy.
I looked over at you and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Andy.
So, right now in China,
But yeah, just in like a month, they've had to do like two red alerts for like the smog pollution.
Yeah.
And apparently if you don't wear one of those masks, it's like smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes a day.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Have you heard about how hoverboards are ruining Christmas?
Yes. Also, I don't think they should be called hoverboards unless they fucking hover.
They don't hover. A lot of people go to the hospital, falling, breaking things. A lot of the hoverboards are catching on fire.
Yep. I saw one. It was like my Christmas present was amazing for 4 hours, and it was their hoverboard at the bottom of their pool. There's a good video on YouTube of Christmas Day hoverboard fails.
Oh, nice.
And it's just like 5 minutes of people just fucking eating shit on their hoverboards.
Someone I work with knows someone, like a nephew or something, that got a hoverboard, and it just won't hold a charge.
Oh, probably because the battery's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
They use like basically like a cell phone type battery to power a giant motor.
Yeah.
And that's why it's catching on fire.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
I think it was SNL was making fun of hoverboards, and they're like, oh, charge your hoverboard in a fireplace, and you'll have a Yule time log.
All right. That's all for technology news. Let's go ahead and move into the news.
All around the world, news crumbles for me. This is news on three-hit combo.
Sounds like you're underwater in like a tank or something.
I know. Well, I had to do something to that one because I don't like myself singing. It's a fucking random song to put in the news.
We thought it was a great idea when we were recording it.
It's still funny, but like I don't think anyone, like, I don't even get it anymore. Like, it's funny to hear it, but at the time, I forget like why we thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
A Las Vegas taco shop has turned a break-in into a unique advertising opportunity.
Oh, God, I saw this video. It was so good.
Frijoles and Fresca's Grilled Tacos released security footage that shows two burglars attempting to smash through a glass door and rummaging through the restaurant. Thanks to some crafty editing, the video also includes a hilarious scene, series of captions suggesting that just maybe these suspects really wanted some tacos.
Oh, God, it was so good. I loved it at the very end. It's like, and they came back to get his mom some tacos. And the whole time I saw tacos, I just imagined them saying, and tacos.
No tacos.
And tacos. Oh, that's so good.
Over 2 million YouTube views.
Have they caught the people, does it say?
No.
They got away with the tacos scot-free.
At least this doesn't say. The video says we take full responsibility for what our tacos make people do.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
An elderly woman claims neighbor chanted ISIS is good, ISIS is great during sex. Oh, wow. An 82-year-old Wisconsin woman.
Oh.
Of course she fucking heard that. Yeah. She's scared of everything.
Oh, the ISIS is coming for me.
Police spoke with the woman who lives alone. Told her to call again if she heard more sounds. No follow-up reports were filed.
God almighty.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, you're right. Of course, that old lady would hear fucking ISIS-type stuff. They're coming to get me.
No, ISIS is next door.
They're coming.
In Holland, you can exchange driving lessons for sex.
Oh. Awesome.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
You know how often I'd be teaching people to drive?
Damn.
See.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Here's what's funny here. After debate over the controversial practice came up in a recent parliament meeting, Minister of Security and Justice Aard van der Steur and Infrastructure and Environment Minister Melanie Schultz van
Hagen
gave their interpretation. Offering driving lessons for sex did not equal prostitution, since sex was not being sold. Dutch news reported, but the opposite a student offering sex for driving lessons was a no-no because the sex is being sold. So in the first one, sex is payment, not the product.
Well, that makes sense.
In the second example, sex is the product and driving lessons is the payment.
All right. All right.
Very interesting.
I like where this is going, everybody.
That's crazy. Go Netherlands. The first comment here is I'm opening a stunt driving school in the Netherlands.
All right, I'm going to teach you how to spin the car around and drive, and you can give me a handski.
So you remember that story about Mongolia trying to get back their dinosaur skull?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage agrees to turn over stolen dinosaur skull he bought.
He just did National Treasure.
He did. He fucking National Treasured that thing.
Oh, God, yes. That's so awesome.
That's so hilarious, and Nicolas Cage had it.
That's so awesome. That's just amazing. That's just amazing.
Fucking Nicolas. Just
Nicolas Cage did that.
Yeah, I've got the...
I have the skull!
Oh, fuck. All right, Andy.
All right.
A little short podcast today.
That's all right.
We don't have that
when
third person.
There's two-thirds of a content. You get two-thirds of a podcast.
But you get four-thirds of the hilarity.
That's not how multiplying and adding fractions works.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, send us an email, we are the defenders of the nudes.
Yeah.
3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
One of these days I'm just going to send an email of just dicks.
Oh, you.
Not my dick.
So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.